Meseches Kelim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin. Srida, which again was this mat that you would knead dough on, or you would put kneaded dough on it. It was not Makabal Tumah, didn't have a base kibble. Shehi Nusuna al Pi Ataner, that was put over the mouth of a taner. So you have that opening at the top of the taner, and you put that mat there, Mukuf Tzamet Psil, and it's surrounded with a sealed cover. So that is to say, this mat was actually sealed in place with clay so that it is operating as a seal for the top of the oven. So ordinarily, if the oven has been sealed and it's put under the same oil as a mace, it's not going to be, the space inside of it's not going to be tummy. It's not going to become tummy because it's been sealed. But nistak min hataner lasrida, if there's a crack that develops between the taner and the mat. So there's this clay and there's a crack in the clay. So how big must the crack be to render the seal ineffective to keep out the tumma? So we say shiurei malay pi mardeya shaloi nichnas. Its measure is the size of an ox goad. So this is that same cattle prod we referenced in the previous Mishnah. It has a wider end. That's the pea, that's the mouth of it. So it has this wide end of this ox goad. So it has to be the size of the wide end of this ox goad, but it can be even so small that it's the same exact size of the ox goad, such that shalei nichnas, that it can't get in. Because if it's the exact size of the ox goad, the solid object can't squeeze through the hole. Rabbi Huda is more lenient with the crack in the seal, and he says nichnas, the hole actually has to be large enough to let the ox goad enter into the oven. Nistika srida, what if the mat itself has a crack? So we say for that the Tanakama is more lenient, and he says shirui kumlei pi mardeya nichnas. He says that the hole has to be big enough to let in the pi mardeya, the wide end of the ox goad, to go inside. And Rabbi Huda is more stringent. He says, Rabbi Huda, Aimer, shloi nichnas, it can't enter. Haya ugl, if it was round. So that is to say, you have this crack in the mat, and it doesn't go in a straight line from the top of the crack into the body of the oven, but it takes a curve. So if you have this stick, that's the ox goad, it can't actually fit through into the interior of the oven, but maybe the crack is the same width. It just turns, which the stick can't. We say, no, ein rein oisei aruch, we don't look at it as if it's straight. El shi'urei kimlei fi mardeya nichnas. Its shear is literally, it has to be wide enough to let the pi mardeya, the wide end of the ox goad, of this cattle prod, go in. And it's not going to it's not going to go in if it's too curved, and that's not going to render it a ineffective seal. Then it'll be tar. Mishnah Ches, a taner shenikav me'enai, that had a hole in its eye. So remember, the eye of the taner was a small opening on its side, sort of like a little tunnel into the side of it. And if let's say this tunnel was sealed, and then the seal developed a crack. So we say shiurei mlei kush, its measure is the size of a spindle. Remember, the spindle was this basically just a rod that you would use to spin thread. Nichnas v'yotzei doylek, that can go in and out through this crack while lit on fire. So it has to have enough room that when you stick this spindle through the crack, it's not going to put out the fire on the spindle. But Rabbi Huda says shloi doylek, it doesn't have to be lit. It just has to let it through. Now, nikav mitzidai, let's say it has a hole in its side. So it's not at the part of the eye that was sealed, but in the wall of the eye, so to speak. So in a different part, not the sealed up, but the wall of the eye that is ordinarily closed, even when the rest of the eye isn't sealed. Let's say that has a hole in it. Shi'urikim like kush, its shear is like the size of a spindle. Nichnas v'yetzei shloi doylek, that can enter and exit without being lit, a smaller shear. Rabbi Huda says, again, he is more lenient. It has to be doylek, it has to be lit, it has to be on fire, and if it's so small that the fire goes out, it's not a problem, it's still a good seal. Rabbi Shimon says, min ha'emsa, from the middle, nichnas, it has to be able to go in. Min ha'tzad, from the side, einai nichnas, it doesn't have to be able to enter, it just has to be the same size. So he's even more strict. And so he, Reb Shimon, would say, "B'megufas hachavis shenikava," regarding the stopper of a barrel that developed a hole. Shirei melei mitza shniya shel shifain. Its measure, the size of the hole that would render that seal no longer effective, that is the size of the second joint of a stalk of rye. So you have this grain, it grows on the stalk, and the joints were where the grains actually were attached to the stalk. So that second stalk was of a certain size, and that was the size of his shear. Min ha'emsah, from the middle, nichnas, it has to be able to enter the joint. Min ha'tzad, from the side, ein nichnas, it doesn't even have to allow it in. It just has to be the same size. V'chein ha'ya'aymer, and similarly he would say, b'chatzavim gedolim shenikavu, by large casks that developed a hull. And again, we're talking about the stopper that was sealed in place with clay. Shi'urim alay mitzah shenia shel kana. For these, the shear was a little bit bigger. It was the size of the second joint of a reed. Min ha'emtza, from the middle, so meaning from the middle of the stopper, nichnas, it has to let it in. Min ha'tzad, from the side of the stopper, meaning where it was sealed in place, ein nichnas, it doesn't even have to let it in. Now, b'med var memur, what are we referring to? B'zman shenasu l'yayin, where this cask or this barrel was made to hold wine. Aval im nasu l'shar mashkin, if it was made for other beverages, afil koshul, even a size of the, even a crack or the hole of the smallest size tmeim is going to make them tame. B'med var memur, what are we talking about? B'zman shle nasu b'dei adam, where the crack or the hole was not man-made. Aval im nasu b'dei adam, but if a person made this crack or this hole, afil koshul, even the smallest amount tmeim, they're going to be tame. Now, nikavu, if any container develops a hole in its wall, in its side, so we're no longer talking about the seals on these containers or the stoppers, we're talking about the size of a container. So we say, and you'll remember the shear, ha'asui la'chalun shi'urim b'zesim, if it's meant for food, if this container is made for food, the shear is enough to allow zesim alves to pass through. Asui la'mashkin, if they're made to hold beverages, shi'urim b'mashkin, their measure is enough to allow liquids to come inside. Asay l'kach l'kach, if it was made for both, matil and asay l'chumre, we go to the more stringent measure, but samad psil, so even if it has a sealed cover, uvachay nes mashka, and it will let in through a breach in the seal or in the wall of it, if it let in the side, mashka, this liquid, this beverage, then it will be tameh.